Welcome to Afterglow, a show of vocal jazz and popular song from the Great American Songbook. I'm your host, Mark Chilla. The name Beverly Kenny is one that is little noted in jazz history books. This singer's seductive and melancholic style aligned her with the cool jazz sensibilities of the late 1950s. However, in 1960, Kenny ended her own life at age 28. On this episode, we'll examine the tragically short career of this fine jazz singer, examining her live recordings and the album she made for both Roost and Decca Records. It's Beverly Kenny, Born to be Blue, coming up next on Afterglow.
You sigh, the song begins. You speak and I hear violins. It's magic. The stars desert the skies and rush to nestle in your eyes. It's magic. Without a golden wand, our mystic charms, fantastic things begin when I am in your arms. Comes a wonderland, it's magic. How else can I explain those rainbows when there is no rain? It's magic. Why do I tell myself these things that happen are all really true? When in my heart I know the magic is my love for you. Sigh, the song begins. You speak and I hear violin. It's magic. It's a most unusual day. Feel like throwing my worries away. As an old native-born Californian would say, it's a most unusual day. It's a most unusual sky. Not a sign of a cloud passing by. If my heart won't behave in the usual way, it's a most unusual day. I see people meeting people. There's sunshine everywhere. There are people greeting people and a feeling of love in the air. It's the most unusual time. I keep feeling my temperature climb. And if I want to sing, throw my heart in the ring, well, there's only one thing to say. It's the most unusual day. I see people greeting people. There's sunshine everywhere. I see lovers greeting lovers and a feeling of love in the air. It's the most unusual time. I keep feeling my temperature climb. And if I want to sing, throw my heart in the ring, well, there's only one thing to say. It's the most most unusual, most unusual. Only one thing to say, it's a most unusual day.
A recording that was featured on a Lincoln car commercial in 2021. That was Beverly Kenny with Jimmy McHugh and Harold Adamson's It's a Most Unusual Day. And before that, the Julie Stein and Sammy Kahn tune It's Magic. Both songs are from the 1958 album Beverly Kenny Sings for Playboys, featuring Ellis Larkins on piano. Composer and TV star Steve Allen wrote the original liner notes for this album, and in them he said, quote, "A word to playboys. I would not recommend this album as music to make the Roman approach by. You're apt to get more interested in Beverly than the girl you're trying to impress." Mark Chilla here on Afterglow. On this show, we're taking a look at the short life and career of Beverly Kenny, an often forgotten jazz singer who emerged in the late 1950s. Beverly Kenny was born on January 29, 1932, in Harrison, New Jersey. Before moving to New York City to find work as a professional singer, she worked as a telephone birthday singer for Western Union. Her talent was apparent right from the start, taking on several gigs when she was barely in her 20s, including a stint with the Dorsey Brothers Band. Her big break came in October 1955, when she was featured in a jazz benefit concert for Israel at Carnegie Hall, sharing the bill with Miles Davis, Art Blakey, Tito Puente, and Marion McPartland. But prior to this, at age 22, she recorded a demo with pianist and vocal coach Tony Tamborello, which highlights Kenny's already matured musicianship. Let's hear two tracks from that demo now, beginning with a song by Carmen Lombardo and Joe Young. This is Beverly Kenny with Snuggled on Your Shoulder on Afterglow.
Snuggled on your shoulder, cuddled in your arms, dreaming while we're dancing. Discontented with homes that are rented, so I have invented my own. Darling, this place is a lover's oasis where life's weary chase is unknown. Far from the cry of the city, where flowers pretty caress the streams, cozy to hide in, to sit side by side in. So let it abide in my dream. picture you upon my knee with tea for two and two for tea. Me for you and you for me alone. Nobody near us to see or to hear us. No friends, no relations on weekend vacation. We won't have it known that we own a telephone. I won't tell a soul. Day will break. I will awake. I will start to bake a sugar cake for you to take, for all the boys to see. We will raise a family, a girl for you and a little boy for me. Can't you see how happy we will be? With tea for you and tea for me.
Part of a demo from 1954 by Beverly Kenny. That was the Vincent Yeomans and Irving Caesar song, Tea for Two. And before that, Snuggled on Your Shoulder. In 1955 and 1956, Beverly Kenny's career began to take off. She was signed to Roost Records and continued to perform around New York City. Her debut record featured her vocals alongside Roost Records star guitarist Johnny Smith and his quartet, while her second record featured her with an orchestra led by arranger Ralph Burns. We'll hear two songs from each of those two albums now, both from 1956. First up, here's Beverly Kenny and guitarist Johnny Smith with the tune The Surrey with the Fringe on Top on Afterglow.
Beep, beep, watch out, Hong Kong, everybody's scurry. I'm taking my baby for a ride in my brand new surrey. Chicks and ducks and geese better scurry when I take you out in a surrey. When I take you out in my surrey with a fringe on top. Watch that fringe and see how it flutters when I drive them high-stepping strutters. Nosy pokes will peep through their shutters and their eyes will pop. 'Cause the wheels are yellow, the upholstery is brown, the dashboard is genuine leather. With ice and glass curtains you can roll right down just in case there's a change in the weather. Two bright side lights are winking and blinking. Ain't no finer rig, I've been thinking. You can keep your rig if you're thinking that I'd care to swap for that shiny little surrey with the fringe on the top. The wheels are yellow, the upholstery is brown, the dashboard is genuine leather. With ice and glass curtains you can roll right down just in case there's a change in the weather. Two bright side lights are winking and blinking, but there ain't no finer rig, I've been thinking. Baby, you can keep your rig if you're thinking that I'd care to swap for that shiny little surrey with the fringe on the top. On the top. Top. See my shiny new Surrey with the... This little town is Paris. Now that I'm here with you, each little bench is amazingly French, and the trees Parisian too. This little town is Paris. Now that I know you're mine, even the air is a foreign affair, and the coffee tastes like wine. The world I found around me wasn't good when I stood there alone. But now at last you found me, and you grace every place I have known. This little town is Paris. Somehow it's come to be, gay and aglow, and there's one place I know there alone. But now at last you have found me, and you grace every place I have known. This little town is Paris. Somehow it's come to be, gay and aglow, and there's one place I know I won't have to go to see. Winter in Manhattan, falling snowflakes filled the air. The streets were covered with a film of ice. But a little simple magic that you'd heard about somewhere changed the weather all around just within a trice. You bought me violets for my furs, and it was spring for a while, remember. You bought me violets for my furs, and there was April in that December. The snow to my first. and gave a lift to the crowds passing by. You smiled at me so sweetly. Since then, one thought occurs, that we fell in love completely. The day that you bought me violets for my first. And grieving, why mess around with strife? I never was cut out to step and strut out. Give me the simple life. Some find it pleasant dining on pheasant, but those things roll off my knife. Just serve me tomatoes and mashed potatoes. Give me the simple life. A cottage small is all I'm after, not one that's spacious and wide. A house that rings with joy and laughter, and the ones that you love inside. Some like the high road, but I like the low road, free from the care and strife. Sounds corny and seedy, but yes indeedy, give me the simple life. Strut out, give me the simple life. Some find it pleasant dining on pheasant, those things roll off my knife. Just serve me tomatoes and mashed potatoes, give me the simple life. A cottage small is all I'm after, not one that's spacious and wide. A house that rings with joy and laughter, and the ones that I love inside. High road, I like the low road, free from the care and strife. I know it sounds corny and seedy, but yes, indeedy, give me the simple life.
Four tracks from Beverly Kenny's early albums for Roost Records. We just heard Give Me the Simple Life and Violet for My Furs, both from the 1956 album Come Swing With Me, accompanied by the Ralph Burns Orchestra. Before that, the marvelous Milton Schwartz song This Little Town Is Paris, and Rodgers and Hammerstein's familiar The Surrey with the Fringe on Top, both from the album Beverly Kenny Sings for Johnny Smith, featuring guitarist Johnny Smith. Still only 24 years old, Beverly Kenny was beginning to become a fixture of the New York jazz scene. She earned a standing gig at Birdland with Lester Young, and upon her debut at New York's Basin Street East Club, downbeat critic Nat Hentoff gave her lots of praise compared to other singers of the day. He said Kenny was more flexible than Helen Merrill, swings more easily than Teddy King, and her musicianship and care for lyrics are far superior to Chris Connor's. Here are a handful of live radio sessions from 1956, featuring Kenny, accompanied by pianist Gildo Mahonis. First, this is Beverly Kenny with the song that became a staple of her live show, the Rodgers and Hart tune, Mountain Greenery, on Afterglow.
And right now, we're ready with one of the biggest stars on the horizon of the vocal type world. As we said earlier on Roost Records, his Miss Beverly Kenny singing Mountain Greenery.
Paints the scenery. We're two crazy people together. While you love your lover, let blue sky. only coverlet. When it rains, we laugh at the weather. And if you're good to me, baby, you'll go for with no maybe. So I can cook for you while you stand looking at me cooking. Beans could get no keener reception, no, not even in a beanery. Bless our modern greenery home. In our modern greenery, where God paints the scenery, we're just two crazy people together. Why, you love your lover, let blue skies be your only coverlet. When it rains, we laugh at the weather. If you're good, you'll go for wood. So I can cook for you while you stand looking at me cooking. Beans could get no keener reception, no, not even in a beanery. Bless our modern greenery home, sweet home.
We'd like you to thank Mr. Gildo Mahonis on piano, Ron Jefferson on drums, and Thomas Potter on the bass fiddle.
Very tasty indeed. And what can you conclude this first set with, Beverly?
What a day this has been. What a rare mood I'm in. It's almost like being in love. I've got a smile right here on my face for the whole human race. And it's almost like being in love. All the music of life seems to be just like a bell that is ringing for me. Feel when that bell starts to peal, I could swear I was falling. I could swear that I was falling. It's almost like being in love. What a day this has been. What a silly old mood I'm in. If you look at me, you will see that it's almost like being in love. I've got a smile here on my face for the whole human race, and it's almost like being in love. All the music of life seems to be just like a bell that is ringing for me. And from the way that I feel when that bell starts to peal, I could swear I was falling. I could swear that I was falling. It's almost like being in love.
Miss Beverly Kenney, thank you, Beverly, so much. For Uncle Sam and for Birdland, the jazz corner of the world, here at 52nd Street and Broadway in the heart of New York City.
Live from a radio broadcast in New York City in 1956, that was Beverly Kenney with the Lerner and Lowe song Almost Like Being in Love and the Rodgers and Hart song Mountain Greenery. For Beverly Kenney's final album with Roost Records from 1957, she teamed up with pianist and arranger Jimmy Jones and his group known as the Basieites, consisting of a few members of Count Basie's ensemble, like trumpeter Joe Newman and guitarist Freddie Green. As you might imagine, this ensemble brought a more straight-ahead jazz sound, and by now, Kenney's voice was even more confident and seductive than in her debut. We'll hear a pair of songs from that album now. Here's Beverly Kenney with the tune, Who Cares What People Say, on Afterglow.
Let them
long as we are mad about each other, who cares what people say? When they say they've seen his arms about me, should I take his arms away? As long as he desires his arms about me, who cares what people say? We build our dreams too high. Why should we let them all come tumbling? I know that he and I will keep our love alive, though we're the talk of the town. Let them say we're always seen together. That's the way we want to stay. As long we can always be together, who cares what people say? Who cares what people say? Season, another reason for making whoopee. Lot of shoes and lot of rice. The groom is nervous, he answers twice. It's killing, he's so willing for making whoopee. Just picture a little love nest down where the roses grew. Picture that same sweet love nest. Think what a year can do. He's washing dishes and baby clothes. He's so ambitious, even so. So don't forget, folks, that's what you get for making whoopee.
Two songs from the 1957 album Beverly Kenny Sings with Jimmy Jones and the Basieites for Royal Roost Records. Starting that set, we heard the less familiar tune, Who Cares What People Say, followed by the much more familiar tune, Makin' Whoopee. 3 years later, Beverly Kenny would sing that same song, Makin' Whoopee, in a duet with Hugh Hefner on his Playboy Penthouse television show. And we'll hear more from that TV broadcast in just a bit. Stay with us. I'm Mark Chilla, and you're listening to Afterglow.
Another bride, another juice, another sunny honeymoon, another season, another reason for making food.
A lot of shoes, a lot of rice. The groom is nervous, he answers twice. It's really killing, cause he's so willing to make whoopee.
Much money, that's $5,000 first.
Yeah, and then then some judge who thinks he's funny says you'll give six to her.
Welcome back to Afterglow. I'm Mark Chilla. We've been looking at the tragically short career of singer Beverly Kenny this hour. In 1957, Kenny moved from the Royal Roost record label to Decca, an upgrade in terms of exposure. She recorded three albums for Decca over the next 2.5 years. However, despite superb performances with accompaniment by jazz greats Ellis Larkins and Hal Mooney, she never quite earned the success that she deserved for a variety of outside reasons that we'll get into. With her good looks, intelligence, and mysterious, smoky gaze, Decca marketed her as a jazz singer for high-class bachelors, sophisticated lounge music, if you will. Her first album, Beverly Kenny Sings for Playboys, has the singer slyly looking over her shoulder at a 7-foot-tall cartoon Playboy bunny. Let's hear a track from that album now. This is Beverly Kenny with the tune Try a Little Tenderness on Afterglow.
In the hustle of the day, we're all inclined to miss little things that mean so much, a word, a smile, or a kiss. When a woman loves a man, he's a hero in her eyes, and a hero he can always be if he'll just that she may be weary. Women do get weary, wearing the same shabby dress. And when she's weary, try a little just anticipating things she may never possess. And while she's without them, try a little tenderness. It's not just sentimental, 'cause she has her grief and her cares, and a word that's soft and gentle makes it easier to it's all so very easy. Try a little tenderness, yes, it's so very easy if you try a little
Somebody Else Is Taking My Place and A Sunday Kind of Love, two songs from Beverly Kenny's final album with Decca Records titled Like Yesterday. Before that, we heard the song Try a Little Tenderness from her first album with Decca, Beverly Kenny Sings for Playboys. Speaking of Playboys, in early 1960, Beverly Kenny would make an appearance on the syndicated television show Playboy's Penthouse, hosted by Playboy founder Hugh Hefner. The show was essentially a lounge talk show, where the small audience, all impeccably dressed, gathered in Hefner's living room studio alongside the guests. Playboy's Penthouse only ran for two seasons, and while Hefner's entire empire is problematic at times, this early television program is fairly important in jazz history. It not only featured a number of important jazz stars from the era, like Nat King Cole, Sarah Vaughan, Lambert Hendricks and Ross, and Ella Fitzgerald, it was also one of the first television shows to highlight racial equality among its guests and audience members. Here's Beverly Kenny from her appearance on Hefner's show, which would end up being her last televised appearance. This is the song Everything Happens to Me on Afterglow.
You going to sing something for us tonight?
I am.
Good. Marty going to help out, huh?
I make a day for God. You can bet your life it rains. I try to throw a party, but the guy downstairs complains. I guess I'll go through life just catching colds and missing trains. Everything happens to me. partner always trumps. I guess I'm just a fool who never looks before she jumps. Everything happens to me. At first my heart thought you might break this jinx for me, that love would turn the trick to end despair. But now I just can't fool this head that thinks for me. And I've mortgaged all my castles in the air. I telegraphed and phoned. I sent an airmail special too. Your answer was goodbye. There was even postage due. I fell in love just once, and then it had to be with you. Everything happened.
A live performance from early in 1960 of Beverly Kenny on Hugh Hefner's Playboy's Penthouse television show, performing the song Everything Happens to Me. Despite her immense talent and charm, Beverly Kenny's career never caught on with the American public. The reasons may have simply been changing tastes. In the late 1950s, jazz vocals were on the decline, and it looked like rock and roll was here to stay. Kenny's style seemed to be a relic of a bygone era, and the singer was reluctant to adapt her style to the times. In 1958, she made an appearance on The Steve Allen Show to express her true opinion on the budding music craze, and she didn't mince words either. Let's hear it now. Here's Beverly Kenny in May of 58 with her own song, I Hate Rock and Roll, on Afterglow.
I'm growing weary of teenagehood, motorbikes, blue jeans, and Natalie Wood. I'm tired of rebels without a cause. Say, whatever happened to Santa Claus? Boo to the Rose and the Baby Ruth. I, for one, must tell the truth. I also tell. I don't care who knows it. I hate rock and roll. I don't care who knows it. What is the answer to a teenage prayer? Frankly speaking, I don't care, I don't care, I don't care. Who knows that I hate rock and roll? I don't care, who knows that I swear that I hate rock and roll. Don't want to flip a hip or swing a guitar or anything you do with that vernacular. I don't care.
From The Steve Allen Show in 1958, that was Beverly Kenny with I Hate Rock and Roll, a song that she herself wrote. I've alluded to the fact that Beverly Kenny was a tragic figure in the vocal jazz world. For all of her jazz gifts, Kenny likely suffered from depression. Her friends all noted that there was an underlying melancholy to her personality, a trait that translated beautifully into her music, but one that had consequences in her everyday life. On April 13, 1960, Beverly Kenny was found dead of an overdose of alcohol and pills. She was only 28 years old. We'll close off tonight's show with two tracks from her second album with Decca, titled Born to be Blue, recorded in 1958. These tracks each capture Kenny as she was, confident, sensitive, and seductive, with superb jazz phrasing, yet with that unmistakable underlying melancholy. First up, here's Beverly Kenny with It's a Blue World on Afterglow.
It's a blue
that alone is more than I was created.
'cause I was born to be blue. I'm luckier than some folks. I've known the thrill of loving you, and that alone is more than I was created for, 'cause I was born to be blue.
To Be Blue, and before that, It's a Blue World, both performed by singer Beverly Kenny. And thanks for tuning in to this Beverly Kenny edition of Afterglow. Afterglow is part of the educational mission of Indiana University and produced by WFIU Public Radio in beautiful Bloomington, Indiana. The executive producer is John Bailey. Playlists for this and other Afterglow programs are available on our website. That's at indianapublicmedia.org/afterglow. I'm Mark Chilla, and join me next week for our mix of vocal, jazz, and popular song from the Great American Songbook, here on Afterglow. Thank you.